Forbidden Feelings, written by Una Mary Parker, read by Anita Wright.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Summer. The old mansion looked deserted, as if no one had breathed life into its solid grey stone walls for years. Even the garden seemed to be abandoned, the air so still that dust motes hovered almost motionless in the hot rays of sun that slanted down between the trees on either side of the long, winding drive. Where was everyone? Surely Edith was around, and the kennel maid. They must be somewhere, because the dogs couldn't be left for long. Those silky, grinning Alsatians that Edith had been breeding for years, and which usually clamoured noisily whenever anyone visited Crianach. Camilla pushed open the gate and started walking up the drive, her handmade leather boots crunching with startling loudness on the gravel. She felt uneasy at the silence, and quickening her pace, tried to ignore the closed windows, the sense of desolation, the forlorn mantle that seemed to drape itself over the sturdy eaves and around the massive porch, where the solid front door looked as if it had been sealed to all comers for a very long time. Perhaps she'd been foolish in thinking she could drop in on Edith, she reflected. After all, they'd never been close, and now that Malcolm was gone... Camilla rounded the side of the old house, seeing in the distance beyond the lawn that sloped down to the Firth of Lorne the mountains of Briac, smoky blue in the afternoon heat.